keeping healthy herds during fair season. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. It's state fair time, and that means a lot of animals from many different places in one barn. Several state fairs have implemented extra precautions to ensure animal and human health. Dr. James Lowe of Lowe Consulting says while those may or may not be effective in reducing the spread of infection, what can help, he says, is implementing good hygiene practices.
Whether we're talking about spreading flu from person to person or from pig to pig or from people to pigs or pigs to people, it's about washing hands and making sure we don't touch our nose and doing really basic hand hygiene is really, really important. To stop that route of transmission, because a lot of times we get it on our hand, we rub our nose, and that's a really common way that we transmit flu virus.
As we think about biosecurity, whether it's on our farms, whether it's practicing good hand washing techniques when you're on the grounds and on the fairgrounds, what are some things to keep in mind and remember as you come back home to your operations to make sure and to ensure you keep your herds healthy?
Well, I think it gets back to all other diseases that, you know, if we've had livestock at a fair, whether it's cows or pigs or whatever, it's really important that that livestock be isolated when it comes back home and not be mixed with the herd. Fairs are certainly high-risk disease events, and that's really why you're seeing the increased surveillance, because we mix pigs or calves or sheep from a lot of sources. A lot of farms come together at a fair. That's the point. It's an exhibition. In that mixing, there's certainly, if one is infected, you can get an increase for transmission. And so particularly where animals go from fair to fair to fair, they may come into contact with different animals. And you'll end up with a real way to chain disease from one spot to the other. So one pig gets infected, and one pig shows up at fair, one's infected, infects pig two, and pig two goes to fair B, and then, right, it keeps spreading that way. And so as we think about bringing livestock to the fair and then bringing livestock back home, right, it's important we have isolation facilities. Those isolation facilities are completely separate. We do chores at the end of the day there. Have separate boots and preferably coveralls, and then make sure we wash our hands after we've done chores and that livestock that's been to the fair before we go back and touch and work on our home herd, hopefully the next day.
He tells Brownfield this also provides an opportunity for education.
You know, good for us to do surveillance, good for us to understand, although we know a lot about influenza, there's still a tremendous amount we don't know, and a lot of opportunity for all of us, really the veterinary community and the public health community, to work together and understand what happens here and help minimize the impact of flu, really on people and pigs.
I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.